a very simple shir. Do you wash your hands with a cup when you go to the bathroom during the day? If you look around, I'm not going to make you raise your hand, but no one knows what to do. Do you take a cup? Everyone always like, you know, fun for you. You take a cup, you put the cup down. Do you wash your hands three times? No, you want to take a show of hands? Who washes their hands with a kli three times, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, after you come out of the bathroom at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? No, anyone?
Kli in your office bathroom.
Let's say right here, you're in shul, 2 after you go out of your house. You're in your house, 2 o'clock, you're working remotely, let's say. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you got no excuses. You have a cup, you have everything. You wash your hands three times, 1, 1, 1, 1, yes or no?
No.
Okay, good. So now I don't feel so bad. Let's see. So you're going to see, it's not simple. Says Shulchan Aruch, and this will be the prelude to hopefully a couple of other interesting shiurim in the next few weeks. You'll tell me if it's interesting or not, but it's interesting topics. Is Eilu Dvarim Tzrichim Netila B'mayim. After we just spent all this time over the last few weeks talking about the morning, there are other things which you're supposed to wash your hands for, not su'uda based. And some of them are yotze hakam emita, that we did when you get up from bed. Hayotze mi beis kisei, you come out of the bathroom. Umi beis amerchot, so the washhouse. Vanotot tzaparnav, you take off your nails. Vacholetz minolav, you take off your shoes. Vanogea baraglav, you touch your feet. Chofef barosho, you scratch your head. V'yeshomrim, some say, you go to a cemetery. You touch a dead body. You get rid of a louse. Someone has relations. Also a type of, you know, louse. I guess you touch a louse. Mafli kelev, I guess before, is you get rid of the lice on your clothes. You touch your body with your hands. All these, says Shulchan Aruch, if you don't wash your hands, if you're a Talmud Chacham, your learning will be forgotten. Straight up, if you come out of the bathroom, you need to wash your hands. Okay. The question is, what type of washing are we talking about? Maybe this list is a cleanliness. You need to wash your hands to get schmutz off your hands. Who says it's the same ruach ra, this evil spirit or this tumah that existed in the morning? So that's really the question. So I'll read to you two Magen Avrams, which are one line each, and you'll tell me what you think. So the Magen Avram in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Simon Zion, says like this. He says, Kasa b'sefer Heichal HaKodesh, which is Rabbi Elbaz from the 1600s, who was one of the early Kabbalists. He writes, Hayotze mi beis hakisei, someone comes out of the bathroom, Tzarech la'aros alein gimel pa'amim. He needs to pour on his hands three times. So that's literally the same thing as in the morning. V'chein echsev, he says, b'zohar, b'parshas b'reishis. That's what the Zohar says as well. Then says the Magen Avram, Umiyu dafka beruach ra deshachar samrinan baschorni umakpedes al gimel pamim. Now that Zohar is not a good proof, because that Zohar was only talking about in the morning when you wake up. Therefore he says, ein raya mi Zohar. The Zohar is not a good proof. But still, the Magen Avram...
Is there a raya from there that it's just the morning?
The Zohar is only a proof that it's talking about the morning. But you still see the Heichal HaKodesh, this Rav Elbaz, said three times, and Magen Avram didn't disagree with him. He disagreed with one of his proofs from the Zohar, but it seems like from this Magen Avram, you go out of the bathroom at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you have to wash Gimel Pamim three times. Then you turn back a Magen Avram, and on this halacha that we just read to you in the Shulchan Aruch, that this list needs Netilas Yadayim, says the Magen Avram three words. He says, I'll find it to you, let me redo the exact three words, four words. V'ein tzarech gimel pa'amim. You don't need three times. No, you're as confused as I am. So you have this complete contradiction in the Magen Avraham. Now the Mishnah Berurah hits home with this. The Mishnah Berurah, trying to sum this all up, says, okay, well, do you need three times or not? So says the Mishnah Berurah, he says right here, in Os, Lamed Tes, I'll read to you what he says. He says, V'ein tzarech gimel pa'amim. You don't need three times. Kiyim b'kamen amit, except when you wake up in the morning. But v'yesh machmirin, some are machmir when you go to a cemetery, and that's based on an El Yerabah, or if you have relations, that you need three times. And then he says, and the Heichal HaKodesh that the Magen Avram quoted, he also says you need three times when you leave a bathroom, but the Magen Avram sasar dvarv. The Magen Avram doesn't give you any answer. Okay. So now all as confused as I am is that we now don't know when you leave a bathroom, are you supposed to wash your hands three times or not? And what about a kli? So is a kli using a utensil the same thing? Or could you just stick it under the faucet three times? That's easy to do. Most people, when they wash their hands, probably stick it under the faucet anyway a few times when they're soaping and all in and out and in and out. You probably do it three times. So if that's sufficient, then you're fine. But you need to take a kli and pour it on it. So Bishari Tshuva says that you need three times, but no kli. But the Shlah brought down the Piskei Tshuva says you need a kli as well. And really the upshot of this whole entire sugya could be summed up in one sentence. Is do we equate going to the bathroom the same as when you wake up and just like in the morning there's a tumah, so you need to wash three times to get rid of the tumah? Or is going to the bathroom really just some cleanliness type thing which doesn't really need the three times or not? So what is the practical halacha? So the Sfardim, if you're a Sfardi, it's easy. Sfardim or Bavadi says, no, this business, you don't need to use a kli. Well, you don't need a kli. Sfardim, I have what to rely upon, I've been Sirna Bashal as well, and they say, no, you don't need a kli at all. However, if you look at the Ashkenazi poskim, so the Aruch HaShulchan cites the Magen Avraham, they don't need three times for anything other than the morning, and doesn't say anything else. Sounds like the Aruch HaShulchan, you don't need a kli, you don't need anything. But if you look at all the modern day poskim, Minchas Yitzchak says, no, ideally, because the minhag olam is to use a kli and three times, but if you, let's say, you don't have a cup, like at work, he says, okay, then you could be lenient. But if you're in your house or in your shul, you would then clearly need to use a kli and do three times. Same as the Mishnah Halachas or the Ungver Rebbe, he says also the minhag is to wash three times with the kli. They cite that the Chazon Ish was extremely machmir about this, and always, and this is probably where the yeshiva minhag came, is that he always would wash with a kli and three times. Again, he's, I guess, interpreting this Magen Avraham as, and equating the bathroom Ruach Ra as the same as the morning. The Shlomo Zalman is a very confusing line. He says that his minhag was, if you go to the bathroom, for tzrachim gedolim, which I think is number two, as they say, cleanly. You know, I think if that, you need to wash three times. If I understood it correctly, I don't understand the difference between going once and two, because you go into the bathroom for anything, you should have to wash your hands three times. This halacha is, even if you enter into a bathroom without doing anything, according to many poskim, you need to wash your hands, you know, so if you need to wash three times, I don't know why there's a difference. However, I'll end with something interesting. So I saw and was bothered by this. Then I saw Rabbi Zivotofsky, who writes the Tzarech Ian column for the OU and the Tzarech Ian. I listened to Rabbi Leibowitz. He has a 10-minute halacha, and he bases all of this Rabbi Zivotofsky's article also. Zivotofsky has a good point. He says, let me ask you a question. Where is your sink in most situations?
In the bathroom.
So he says, if the whole concept while you're washing your hands with a kli and three times is because of this Ruach Ra that exists in a bathroom. So it doesn't help anything. So you're going to go to your good bathroom, you're going to do your business, you're then going to go to the sink in the bathroom, you're going to take your kli, you're going to have kavanas, one, two, one, two, one, two, boom, back and forth, yeah? Then you're going to be in the bathroom for another 5 seconds, and you're going to walk out. So what did you accomplish for those 5 seconds after you wash your hands? You're still in the bathroom. Yod simi beis hakisa, you need to wash your hands again. So it's kind of like a tarta desasri. You're kind of like a catch-22. If you say that you need a kli and you need three times, that's because you hold that the bathroom has a certain type of ruach ra in it. So then washing in the bathroom doesn't accomplish anything because then you're going to get the tumma again while you're in the bathroom after you wash for that 1 second. But if you say, okay, it's not a ruach ra, it's just a cleanliness type thing, so then you don't need three times at all. So this is the problem. Comes out halacha l'maisa. I think the majority psak is that if you have a kli there, and it's not a big deal to wash three times, probably the proper minhag is to wash three times, but you should know it's not really based on much. I mean, I don't mean to belittle the Heichal HaKodesh Chas V'Sham, but the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan seem to at least give leniencies that you may not need to wash three times or with a kli at all. And that's probably why the, take a show of hands, how many people actually use a kli? Probably the majority psak of the Rov Am is probably not to use a kli. Probably the ideal would probably be to use a kli. This is the issue. Shkoyach.